If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who pieced together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible. Financial geniuses. Monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The last thing they saw was someone they trusted. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
2024 ended. I'm not trying to make that analogy. I'm not going to restart this. I was going to say with a bang.
Yeah.
like that's not, boom. That's not what I want to say. 2024 ended with a shocking image that we saw on a security camera in Manhattan of a man coming out and shooting United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson on the streets of New York. December 4th is how that month started, and then proceeded into a manhunt, eventually finding Luigi Mangione. The man is accused of being that shooter, and let's be honest, with all evidence, he probably is. Got the gun. He looks like the guy on camera. He has a manifesto. It's him. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreeke, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Let's talk legal stuff here for a little bit. Neither of us are legal people, but just trying to theorize, what sort of defense are we going to have here for this man?
An emotional one.
Okay.
I literally think that's what they're going to be playing on with defense. They hired a high dollar defense lawyer on this one. Mm-hmm. Very skilled, very articulate. And I think they're going to be playing off that public opinion of some twisted people out there. And I don't judge, but this one I am. If you think that this was a righteous killing, like there's a lot of people that do, you got something wrong, because there's never an answer for that. And so I think they're really going to be playing on that in this, in the jury, you know, because you claim innocent. And so there's going to be a tactic, obviously, to attack the evidence, how it was collected, but they're going against NYPD on this. Like them, hate them, or anything else, I don't think there's a better police force in the entire world at doing that. Mm-hmm. These people, these investigators, these detectives are experts at doing what they do, collecting evidence, collecting data, going to court, going to prosecution. I mean, they have their reps down. So I think we're not going to see any missteps on how that was done, mm-hmm. Especially since there is a huge data footprint that he left behind him of a treasure trove that led right to him from the get-go.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't just dropping breadcrumbs. He's dropping loaves of bread as he walked around. And so it's going to come down, I think, of they're going to go as much as they can off of jury.
Yeah.
But they can emotionally get the jury to hook onto that it was reasonable what he did, or it was an emotional moment or a heat of passion, whatever they're going to try to do. I don't know what it's going to be, but they're going to try to do it.
And that's, I think, an interesting thing in this, because there's the craze about him is very high. There's a large percentage of the population that agrees with him. I mean, you can agree with arguments, but you can't agree with shooting the guy on the street. And I don't know that everybody agrees with shooting him on the street, but I would say that they don't really feel any empathy for that happening.
Right.
And that's an interesting thing. But I think some do feel like, well, this had to happen. Unfortunately, we had to get there for things to change. I don't think this is going to change very much.
No, and we did it in your last show too, and I want to pull this apart because I want people that are actually kind of feeling that compulsion to sympathize with him as this social justice warrior to really look at this outside of what social media put out about him as a social justice warrior. It is bunk. No, he's not. So let's look at the data of someone like this. So let's do an empathetic deep dive on who he is from the data we have from what's been demonstrated before. Here's someone that grew up in a very privileged family. A lot of money. Parents made a lot of money. Very
philanthropic.
That's it. Philanthropic about the money, the donations. No, but very privileged. Went to private schools, valedictorian. Very much, look at me, look at me, look at me. Very successful kid. He goes off to Penn State. Very successful. All these great successful things coming from a very wealthy, capitalistic family. So now he goes off and he's out of touch with his mother and his parents for up to 6 months. And during this time period has been purported by what we see from the limited data points that we're getting, you know, like the rest of us do on media, that he had some sort of back injury or anything like this. Now, from this point forward, what the narrative that was put forward that made him this social justice warrior was that he was 26 years old. He's kicked off his parents' health insurance plan. He's injured. And now because the United Healthcare represents the big bad guy that disenfranchised him, that was bad against his health and all his friends' health, he took him out because we need to do social justice and reform the system. Let me paint a different narrative, which is a lot more accurate. So here's someone that's been the center of attention for so long his entire life. Mm-hmm. He falls off the grid. He goes to Hawaii. He's hanging out with a bunch of surfer dudes. A bunch of surfer dudes who his roommate was on Fox one night saying that he actually put the idea to do a book study where they actually read things like Ted Kaczynski's book and all the other books that are about these social justice warriors. He sits around in a cabal there validating each other about the system and how the system's corrupt, being wound collectors, victims, and that he's now potentially, as another doctor put out there, you know, he's on pain meds most likely for his back injury. So mm-hmm. You put some chemical imbalances going on, you put this wound collector victim mentality, you put someone down there that has been the center of attention his entire life, and all of a sudden he's not the center of attention. He's got a group of friends that say, hey, we need to fight the man. He goes, I'll do it because I haven't been the center of attention for that long. Mm-hmm. So here's the real data. He was never part of that healthcare system of United Healthcare. So he took out someone as a figurehead, as a symbol. It wasn't personal. It wasn't even about that company. It was just about a symbol. Symbolism along the way. He's got choo-choo train money, you know, from Monopoly money in his backpack. He has inscribed, you know, the words from the book, you know, on the shell casings. This is all me, me, me. If he was actually a social justice warrior and committed to a mission of cause, he wouldn't have taken his mask down and flirted with a girl inside the hostel either. He would have been focused on what he was trying to do. But who's all, just look at this. Who's it all about the entire time? Him. Mm-hmm. Him, him, him. He wasn't fighting for the little man. He's fighting for him, because here's another fact and data. If he had gone off his parents' health insurance, that the people are saying he's just fighting because he lost his health insurance. Really? His parents are multi-millionaires, if not billionaires. You think they wouldn't have taken care of that back surgery?
Exactly.
This was all about him. This wasn't about doing some social justice. This was a narcissistic maniac acting out because he had zero ability to solve a problem in his life by doing anything but killing someone. He went from zero to kill, all about himself to gain notoriety.
He looked like, if he looked like Ted Kaczynski, and yes, that was a BAM moment. That was great. If he looked like Ted Kaczynski, do you think their society would be feeling the same?
No. And if actually he was like Ted Kaczynski, you'd never know who he was.
Well, yeah, if you're like I'm saying look. I think looks actually have a lot to do with this. I mean, even if people are less empathetic about a healthcare CEO going out, I think it's sad, but the legs on this are more so because he's an attractive young man that people like. And I'm not saying that men don't do the same thing in other cases. I mean, you can look at many of them and go, yeah, this is why people are paying attention. But this is, it's just the other way around. But it is the level that people are going to with this. It's not just, oh yeah, I think this person is attractive. It's like, buy merch. I mean, there's so many places that have been shut down now, people selling merch for this. That really just shows such a strong passion that people seem to feel this way, and it can't be ignored. That, as horrible as it is, do you think that any of these companies are going to take this maybe as a bit of a reckoning to look at PR at the very least, or to rearrange how they do some things? Because the villagers have their pitchforks and torches. They're at the castle gates. One of them got through. They're there. They're pushing on the door. How do you think that there's going to be any reaction there?
Well, there should be.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime something of tremendous impact or tragedy happens, you know, makes us all reflect. You know, hopefully, so healthy, I'll couch it like this. It forces healthy people to reflect. You know, healthy people own their behaviors. Healthy people look in the mirror when something tragic happens and say, What was my culpability in this? You know, what could I be doing differently? What could I do differently so that I can't inspire someone to feel that way and they want to seek out retribution against me or anyone of my company or anything like that? So it should make us, as a society, as individuals, as corporations, more reflective every time something tragic like this is happening. So that could be a real benefit of this, you know, because again, we'll look at the glass half full that someone tragically had to give their life, but maybe we will see, you know, some reform in the system. But it's still, at the end of the day, this guy was not a social justice warrior looking for reform, or I think he's looking for making it all about himself. And so that's where he'll be answering as well.
Let's talk about the family real quick, because the mom had made a comment, and I'm just going to paraphrase here, something to the effect of, I could see him doing this. That's a powerful one. It kind of reminds me of Koberger a little bit. I mean, the mom never said anything in Koberger's case, but you know, from the Howard Blum book, the kind of the vibe that we get, at least that's my conjecture, is kind of like, yeah, we're not that surprised. And they had been looking for him. He kind of went off the grid for 6 months. He's an adult. So they only had so many things they could do other than look for him. How do you think they're going to factor in on all of this, and just their knowledge of his personality, or just in any way, shape, or form, looking at how they play not necessarily a role in the killing, but a role in the story?
I think they play a big role in the story, and I think they're going to play. Again, my conjecture on is they're going to play a big role on the prosecution side. You know, I think they're going to help paint that arc, that life arc, because a lot of times we have a hard time filling in the data points on the life arc to say this makes sense. We're always looking for doing subpoenas and deeper dives and all the people surrounding them to see, why would someone do this? What's the motive? I think the mom saying things like that and being, it looks like, cooperative with law enforcement from the get-go on this is going to give us a lot of data points up until that point. So again, very early on, you and I were saying, it's Hawaii. That's where they need to be doing a deep dive. Something went sideways when he went to Hawaii, or right before there, where something was happening. Because where there's smoke, there's fire. And so you don't know what else is breeding out there in that little group or cabal he was part of that allowed this to happen. Because, you know, it's heart-wrenching, but it's good that there are parents that were actually trying to do the right thing and called law enforcement, because it actually helps them stay out of hot water as well. Because, you know, so here's a family, whether you judge them for having money or not, regardless, they're doing a lot of good things in their community from everything we've seen. And so they also don't want to undermine their great good that they're doing.
Yeah.
At the same time, I'm sure they do care very deeply about, just like anyone would, about your boy going sideways.
Yeah, and he is an adult. I think that's a key thing. This isn't like it's a 15-year-old that, you know, got dad's gun or something like that. So, I mean, that's a key distinction. And yeah, I mean, I think this could very well be another example of the other side of the pendulum on this, of, look, sometimes there's just people that go off the rails, even if they do come from a good family that has raised them well and they don't have a lot of trauma, and it's, you know, people can still go bad. And it unfortunately it does taint, you know, legacies and all the things that family has worked for. But you know, it shouldn't, and I think long-term wouldn't define it. But that's a tough thing for a family to go through, especially if it has been all up and up good. We're just hardworking people and we've had success.
And it could go sideways on them, but it can also do great. They could wind up doing even greater good. And I mean, you just think of BTK's daughter, you know, serial killer's daughter. She became, you know, a great advocate for victims, a great advocate for survivors of serial killings and all other horrendous things. You know, so they could use this opportunity to do that as well, which kind of fits the limited narrative we see of them, you know, so you can see them, you know, turning heartbreak into, tragedy into something good. Hopefully. And it's just going to be really interesting. I'm hopeful that people are going to see the real tragedy there. And also the fact that another key point in here is, so he's surrounded by good, healthy relationships up until a certain point, and then things go sideways. Again, another great thing about human nature is we are what we consume. Mm-hmm. Food and relationships. Mm-hmm. We start consuming unhealthy information, unhealthy relationships, and that's when things start going really sideways on us, especially if we do it at a susceptible time in life. And I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
He consuming unhealthy ideas and unhealthy people at a certain time in his life, and had a tragic event.
And, you know, I think this could be a really interesting example and lesson in how a very broken piece of our system exists. And that is when someone is susceptible to dangerous ideas and the whole family knows about it, and this person is an adult and they kind of get into bad places. And if you are genuinely concerned and you're thinking, yeah, my kid could go shoot up a place or go after somebody, there's little you can do to get that person into any sort of mental health hold or anything of that sort. Very little as parents. Spouses sometimes have some authority, but it ultimately is up to the person that is having the episode as far as what can be done mental health-wise to restrain that person or restrict that person from diving deeper into whatever they want to dive into. And the last person who wants to be restrained is that person, because they don't really see the problem with their mental health. I'm going to wonder how much of a story this is about a family that has tried to help their son that they knew was susceptible to this sort of thing, was concerned, but really completely had their hands tied in what they could actually do to prevent him from going down one of these roads. There used to be more safe things for this, and that was abused as well, where people would put wives and people they just didn't like into mental health holds when there was that sort of authority. But I think we need to have something where you could find a happy medium where, look, there's evidence here. You have a whole family that does care about this person and they know something's wrong. Let's get them the help they need because they are a danger to themselves and society. Not reacting. Let's be proactive and get ahead of that. But when we see all the signs and the symptoms of somebody who could do something like this.
So now here's another level we've never dealt with before as well on this one. So my typical response for a murder and a shooting, especially if it's a mass shooting, like we just tragically covered with the 15-year-old that shot up the school, is that access to firearms is a big thing that we don't, you know, if you are on the spectrum in some way of violence, you know, instead of trying to create another law that doesn't seem to work, just no access to firearms. Mm-hmm. That's it. Just cut off the access. The problem here is the first time he made his own.
Yeah.
There's, you can't even blame a gun manufacturer on this one. You can't blame anything. He made his own ghost gun.
Yeah.
So that's the new thing they're going to tackle on this one is how do you control that?
Well, I guess you could do, I mean, there'll always be things to override things. Yeah. So if somebody wants to make one, they'll be able to make one. But like on a copy machine in the United States, you can't copy money. Any modern copy machine will stop. It will not work. Did you know that?
No, but I'm shocked that you do.
I was curious one day, and here's the, I'll give a short story on this. Back in my radio
days. The things
days,
that pop in my mind when you start talking is like, huh, that's interesting, Tony.
here's the story on it, and it is an incident. I'm not running a money copying business out of my basement. When I was in radio like 20-some years ago, we got a color copier, and our radio station had a fish tank window out onto our main street, so there's always people out there. And we would interact with them through the radio, through the speakers. And we got a color copy machine, and it was like a nice one. This is like 98-ish. So we made a fake 20 on a color copy machine and then had a string attached to it that we could pull from inside the building and run it. So the person's trying to pick up the bill and we're pulling it. We didn't want to use real money because we're poor and we're in radio, so it was fake.
Right.
And I was amazed at how real that looked back then. And So this is 28 years ago. I was curious because I just got a new printer for photography and things like that. And I was curious today, or not today, but several months ago, how good can it do today, you know, with technology?
Right.
I'm really curious. And so I tried to put one in there and it's like, nope, can't do it, can't do it. And I looked it up to like, what's going on with this? And it's in all the programming. You can't do it, which I think is great because is it going to stop true money, you know, people are doing that? No, but it's going to stop the teenager who has bad ideas and has no money from copying money and getting it out into the system.
You do realize that you have your thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of followers now trying this on their home printers.
It won't work. I'll tell
including
you.
Including me. Yeah. I'm going to try.
It's a Canon. I mean, it's made for like photography and real pictures.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, maybe on lesser grades, it doesn't matter because it will look fake. I have no idea.
Now we have to get the caveat. Folks, don't try this at home.
Don't try this
at
home.
Only by professionals.
No. And it's not. But I mean, like movies have fake money. I mean, these sort of things are produced. But yeah, that was just my curiosity there on that.
You're saying that they should be able to come out with 3D printers that they're incapable of doing parts.
That's
for
the point.
Guns.
That's my very long-winded point that I had to go on people a tangent know. About. Yes, put that into the programming of commercial ones that are out there that people easily get, and they can't, you know, or you can hack into it, but the average person wouldn't. And it just prevents those sort of things from being made. The problem is, I think they're, you know, it's produced in different sizes and stuff. So I guess you just bump up the, I don't know, there'd be so many ways around it. It's a problem you truly cannot solve.
Yeah, it's a tough one. If someone is hell bent to kill someone, they're going to figure out a way.
You can put roadblocks in place on this by preventing the software from doing it for someone who just thinks they're going to do this. Now they have to be a tech person that can get around those roadblocks.
Yeah.
You know, it's like gun laws. You know, it's like it's not designed to prevent, but it's designed to prevent the ones who shouldn't. And we should have maybe more things in place that are a little more in line with reality.
So this then brings me to the overarching thing of how I stayed to be this positive person at all times because of my study of history. And so now I've been referencing TV shows a little bit more to give a taste. I'm also, a huge science fiction fan. Mm-hmm. I'm also a huge Battlestar Galactica fan, especially the new one that came out in the early 2000s. And all this has happened before and all this will happen again. So as new things are invented, things will be invented to counter them. The new things happen. You know, we are always a pendulum as a species, you know, between swinging from one extreme to the other. Every now and then we come back center. And for a few years, things are rocking really good. And then it swings again. But here's where it's really good to keep positive. we'll all be okay. Life doesn't go from 0 to 100. It's 0 to 1 mile an hour. We figure out the system in which we're living. We figure out how to stay safe and keep those safe around us. And that's why we do so well on these shows, because we educate the world on how to stay safe and take care of each other to stay away from the crazy around us.
And that's the positive note as we walk into 2025. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible. Financial geniuses. Monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paul Azan, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.